You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and I am William Crooks. This story is supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. A cross-border song fest and protest is planned for Saturday, March 7th at 11 a.m. near the Haskell Free Library borderline on Church Street in Stanstead and Derby Line. The event is being coordinated by Vermont-based organizer Mike McLeese, who has worked in civil and human rights activism for more than 30 years, in collaboration with UU Estrie of North Hatley, the First Universalist Parish of Derby Line, and the NEK Quakers of Barton. Participants will remain on their respective sides of the border, gathering near the large rocks that mark the boundary. Organizers say that the event will feature songs of friendship, solidarity, and peaceful resistance. In an interview this week, UU Estrie member Janet Watson explained why Canadians will not be crossing the border and what the gathering represents. Here's more from Watson.
Well, like, where did the idea come from for this? How did the two churches communicate?
We're sort of sister churches with them. And, you know, that we go there, well, we used to, and they come up to us a couple of times a year, and they, you know, in the past they've hosted us a few times a year, so we're pretty close with them, and but of course since all this happened, we haven't been going there. They do come to us because it's easier for them to get across the border and they're not as nervous.
Right.
But apparently, I wasn't there last week because, of course, I was at home watching the hockey game. A fellow named Mike McLeese, he is part of that group, and he came up with the idea, and he presented it to our congregation, which is very small, last week. And then he said, my daughter goes there, and he was saying that he was looking for somebody to sort of coordinate things on the Canadian side, and so I got in touch with him, and so we're taking it from there. I don't know how many Canadians are going to go. As I put it in the press release, we are not going to be crossing the border. Initially, he wanted us to go there afterwards for a potluck and everything, and I said, no, the people are Canadians are, you know, in the beginning we were angry and now we're afraid to go across. And so he agreed, and then he talked to a lawyer down there who said, no, it's not a good idea, especially it's considered to be a protest. Probably not a good idea for the Canadians, especially to be crossing over. So we're just going to be one on either side of the rock there on Church Street, and they're going to be singing. You know, we may be singing too if we get organized enough. That's why I said for people to call me with details or get in touch with me, because if there's enough of us, we may meet up at some place like Colby Curtis, and then walk as a group over to the border. But right now, what as I told him, what I see our position is that we are there to support them, you know, in their protest against fascism and what's going on in their country, which is god awful. But you know, because we are so close, you know, what happens there affects us too. So a lot of people have been looking for something, you know, to do, me included. And so this seemed like a good plan, peaceful. And, you know, because we've always been so close with Vermont, you know, I've been feeling kind of guilty lately, you know, that we don't go. Their economy is suffering terribly because, you know, we're not spending our money there. This is kind of a way to show our support for what they're doing. And he's very involved in various things and resistance. He's taking resistance training and all sorts of stuff. So,
just one more little thing. Like, what kind of songs are we talking about here?
They're going to be protest songs of some kind. I don't know. They're coming up with them.
Okay, like original, like kind of chant set to music, or like recognizable songs?
I think there'll be more recognizable songs. Apparently, he's got several singing groups over there that are, you know, preparing something. Like we just got involved, and, you know, it's coming in a week and a half, so we don't have an awful lot of time. So, like I told him, we're going to show up, you know, with our placards and our signs that say, you know, we support your fight against fascism and, you know, stuff like that. I have no idea how many we'll be, because, like I said, I'm just sending stuff out now. But, you know, he doesn't care as long as some of us are there to show support that the Canadians do support them. And, you know, most of us do, but I know an awful lot of people are. He went to the Haskell Library to see if we could do something in the library, but they said no, because it's touchy. The border there is the perfect spot, because we can stand on either, you know.
Sure.
It's the perfect spot. Yeah. Used to be a series of flower pots. Now apparently it's large rocks. So that's what it is. But, you know, and people are, you know, Haskell got a lot of publicity, you know, when Christy Noem did her little hoppy hip dev thing there, you know, bouncing back and forth across the border. And so it's a perfect spot. And I hope it all works out. I hope that people show up. I've gotten some interest that at least be some of us going. So once the publicity gets out, he's sending it to a lot of American. I think American media will be a lot that will show up. I sent it out to everybody that I know and to other contacts I've had in the past with CTV and all that. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
That was Janet Watson of UUS3 in North Hatley speaking about the March 7th Cross-Border Songfest near the Haskell Library. The event begins at 11 a.m. with Canadians and Americans assembling on their respective sides of the Canada-US border on Church Street. Organizers say the demonstration is intended as a peaceful show of solidarity between the two communities. This story was produced with the support from the Local Journalism Initiative, and I am William Crooks for CJMQ 88.9 FM.